Hello, everybody. This is episode 7 of the Pixelated Sausage podcast for June 26, 2013. I am your host, Mark, or Kush, whatever floats your boat. And today's episode is all about a certain pet peeve that was reminded that I was reminded of. I can never talk on these podcasts, but I know you love it. You love that I can't talk because it makes you feel better about yourself. Anyways, I was reminded of this pet peeve by Infamous 2, which I just started playing. I've owned it for, I think, probably a year. And after playing The Last of Us, I was like, man, why haven't I been playing all these good PS3 games? I mean, there are a lot of good games that are only for the PS3. Why haven't I just, I don't know. It's probably because I don't like that controller. Very hopeful to get my hands on that PS4 DualShock 4. But anyways, this pet peeve is in-game audio options. And specifically the lack thereof, and even more specifically, the lack of, in certain games, the ability to adjust the audio to the degree where I can change the dialogue and voice options so that those levels are higher than all the other levels. So this has been pretty common in, it's a mixed bag as to whether games will have these options or not. I think for the most part, a lot more are giving you all these different options now, but like Rockstar Games historically would not give you this option. I think Max Payne 3 might have been the first one, but I can't remember Red Dead Redemption, what the deal was there. But like in Grand Theft Auto 4, you can adjust the audio of the, you know, characters, of their dialogue, of their speaking. And it really bugs me because I'm someone who wants to hear everything. I don't want to put subtitles on. I just want to hear the people talking. I don't want it to be overshadowed by, you know, explosions or, you know, ambient sound or music. It's not that I don't want to hear any of that stuff. I just want it to be quieter so that I can focus when people are talking on that. You know, I don't want to hear explosions over that. You know, I feel like, you know, somebody took the time to write all this. And, you know, you could say somebody took the time to, you know, write the music, you know, play those instruments. Somebody took the time to create these explosions and all that. That's true. But as a writer, I, you know, have to lean towards that. And, you know, when it comes to a story, the dialogue is an important part, not the music in most cases. So this was reminding me as I was playing Infamous 2, because the first thing I do whenever I start up a game, unless it's like, I don't know, Madden or some crap like that, that really there is no even hint or, you know, there's no story at all. But in any game that even has a hint of a story, I jump right into the options, go straight to audio, and then I adjust accordingly. In Infamous 2, there are no audio options whatsoever. I mean, you can't adjust in anything, so it's really just the volume of your TV. The only option is always play English audio, because I guess there are, you know, whatever, people who speak in some foreign language. I don't know. I've just really started playing the game. And I'll probably talk about the game in detail in a later episode, because I have some strong feelings about it so far. But I just am really annoyed by this. I would love to hear what other people think on the subject. I feel like I am probably in a extreme minority in this case. I do believe my one buddy, Lunchbox, who I really hope he has a lunchbox and takes it with him to work every day, or I'm going to be very upset, and it better be a Transformers lunchbox, or I'm going to be super, super upset. I'm not kidding. Lunchbox, if you're listening to this right now, you're in for a world of hurt if you don't carry a Transformers lunchbox with you. But I just don't know why the option isn't just standard in every game. I mean, I am not a programmer. I admit that. But I don't think that it would be so hard to include that option, just so that if I want to focus on that, I can. And I think, you know, it's the same with movies or TV shows or anything. There's just like, when music starts playing in a movie, I'm like, oh God, it's so ridiculously overpowering the dialogue at times, and it's just a pain in the ass because the dialogue is really what I come for. You know, I want to hear that. I want to hear what people are saying. I want to hear what has been written, what has been, you know, created for these characters to say. And especially in, you know, games like, you know, and Infamous, but I don't think more so like the Mass Effect games or Dragon Age, or I think even Grand Theft Auto, any game that has the ambient, like, you know, just like random characters, like pedestrians or, you know, whatever, civilians on a spaceship that just say something that you can't, you know, it's not like something you personally interact with and specifically go after. And I just wish that every game allowed that, because it's just so, so dumb to me when a game doesn't. It's so frustrating. I feel like I'm in the dark ages when I do that. And it's just weird. It's especially weird with Infamous 2. I am so shocked that there is not even, usually games will have like master volume, or they'll have music and, you know, the regular just effects. I mean, they'll have at least that option, but Infamous 2 is just like, I don't think so. We'll just give you, you know what, when there are people talking in English, do you want English? When there are people talking in English, do you want English? I am a genius. Can't you tell? I am so smart. But yeah, this is a really short episode, so I feel like I need to talk about something else. But that's really it. That's what this episode is about, in-game audio, specifically the lack of options and my annoyance by any game that doesn't let me hear audio. And it's always been a problem, really. Like, it really was a sticking point for me when I first played, like, the Grand Theft Auto games, I think with, you know, Grand Theft Auto 3, where, you know, you'd have a character in the car with you and you had the radio going. And the radio, I mean, there's no way of adjusting it, because, like, I think in all the Grand Theft Auto games, it would be, like, sound effects and music. So I think sound effects affected the audio of the characters. And so, I mean, you could turn the radio down, but then there's still honking or any of that stuff. But it's just annoying when you have, like, music playing and then a character's talking and it's hard to hear exactly what they're saying. And, you know, in a Grand Theft Auto game, the music's pretty good. You don't want to get rid of it. You just, you know, want to have that ability to say, you know, when someone's talking, I want to make sure that is louder than everything else. And I don't want to have it be like, well, since audio is considered sound effects, or not audio, since, you know, dialogue and voice is considered sound effects, I need to turn that all the way up and music down so I can hear them talk. But then again, if I get into a car crash or something explodes near me, I'm going to blow out my eardrums because of that ridiculous lack of a separation between different, you know, forms of audio. So, yeah. Give me those options, people. Infamous 3, if you don't give me this option, I'm not buying a PS4. This is all on you, whether I get a PS4 or not. So, yeah. But, yeah, that is it. I may be getting an Ouya. I have some gift cards. And I kind of want to, I don't know, all of a sudden I kind of want to get one for indie games and just to check it out and see what it's all about. And, of course, emulators, so that I can take all the games I own and have in cardboard boxes and just not ever have to dig out my NES or crap like that. Just play them on there. Because that's legal. You can use emulators and you can use ROMs if you own the games. So, and that's fine with me. Those are the ROMs that I go after, because I don't really care about playing other games that I don't own. Yeah. So yeah, that is the end of this episode. As always, check out the site pixelatedsausage.com. It's been getting a ridiculous amount of traffic, and I don't know if it's because of this. If it is, you're a bunch of weirdos. I will say, as a reminder, the first episode, the Man of Steel spoiler cast has compared to everything else, has like gotten no traffic at all. So I just want to remind people that it exists. And if you have, since it came out last Monday, seen the movie, you should go check that out and listen to it and tell me what you think of the movie, if you agree or disagree with my thoughts. You should also check out some other podcasts, the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com, Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast at twoheadednerd.com, Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com, the Grand Am Unleashed Podcast, all about racing, co-hosted by Rolex DP Racer, who joined us on Pixelated Radio, which is a podcast I host with my buddy, my good time friend, Henderson Man. And you should definitely check that out. All those podcasts, you know, they're on iTunes, so just search it that way. And, you know, rate this show on iTunes. We recently got 5 ratings now. All 5 stars. Keep it coming. Keep it going. Be nice. Okay? I heart you. My irregular heartbeat, my heart murmur, it beats weird just for you. So, yeah, that is it. YouTube.com/pixelatedsausage. I will soon be making it rain for all you people. And if you know what that means, well, it can mean many different things. But if you know what it means specifically, then get ready, because I'm going to make it rain. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, wait. You should have any feedback, comment on this post, send an email, radio@pixelatedsausage.com, leave a voicemail, 312-772-5874. Send me some short 140 characters worth of jazz on Twitter at Kush3, KUSH3, the number 3. Dun 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 dun. Infamous 2. It's okay. Main character now sounds like Daryl from The Walking Dead now to me, whatever that actor's name is. I'm still here.